This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning. This is the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and welcome back to the Grillin' Guys, Jop. It's great to have you here.
I'm getting a little Shasta complex, man. She's sitting in this chair pretty comfortably,
I think.
And now you got her back
here.
Again. Yeah.
No, she. But, I wouldn't let her sit in your chair.
No, I got a little shout out to her. She filled in on very short notice for me and did a fantastic job. So I'm very grateful that she stepped up because she doesn't do that on a regular basis, radio that is. And she stepped up and did a great job. And she's willing to help us out again when I've got another conflict here. So
that's right. But you know, I also got a beautiful. A bottle of balsamic out of the deal. So if Mosheri's listening, he can cry about that.
Yeah. But what I wanted to do is break down. We talked a couple segments ago about curing meat and how important it was. And then in the last segment, we talked a little bit about the actual recipes that you can put your venison or any meat you're going to turn into jerky into the marinade. So now let's talk about the final part of this, and that is actually smoking the jerky. Now, I know you're a big proponent of the good one. I am, too. It's a fantastic smoker. Not everybody's got one of those.
No.
So let's talk about maybe some of the equipment that we can use and how we would actually smoke the meat.
Yeah. You know, I've honestly, the guys that do a lot of smoking, and if you're on a tight budget, I've seen, it doesn't even matter if you're on a tight budget. Some people just like to make stuff. They're fabricators. And I've seen guys make wonderful smokers out of old refrigerators.
Okay.
They work really well because they're all insulated. They got the racks. All they do is put a little smoke box at the bottom, a stack on the top, and guess what? They work really nice. So whatever your smoker looks like, it'll work. Let's get some heat. Let's consistently get that temperature where we want it. With jerky, this time of year, I'm telling you, I'm going to go about 145. I'm going to do 145 degrees. Depending on the thickness, again, I'm going to probably do a half-inch strip if it's venison. We'll stick with venison. I'm going to do 145 degrees for probably 3 hours.
So where do I get smoke? When you say smoke, I'm going to build a charcoal fire, right, in your instance, and we're going to damper it down to try to hold it there at that 145 degrees.
Exactly.
But now the charcoal really doesn't put off a lot of smoke. It does when it's getting hot, but we're really going to use it when it's down on embers, right, and it's glowing red. So what do you put on there to create the smoke?
Anything you can pick up in your backyard's fine, actually. If you've got some hickory, little chunks of wood that are, you know, if you want to buy a bag of wood chunks, if you want to get some wood chips, dude, you can put sawdust on it. You just need some smoke, some good pure wood, something that doesn't have pesticides and glues in it. I've got sassafras on my property. Wonderful. It gives you a little root beer smell. But, you know, my favorite's the old standby. It's old hickory.
Right.
And I did some smoking the other day for Greg, and I had a couple chunks of hickory right from my property. I cut up some nice little pucks, and you throw them on. Now, most of you out there listening have a Weber kettle. That's the biggest selling grill in the world. Okay, there's almost now 3 million of them in service in America. That's a big number. So let's say you got a Weber kettle. Partition that thing off. Build yourself a nice little fire. Get a partition in the thing so your coals are on one side and your meat's on the other. If you put a partition plate in it and you shove all those coals to one side, you can actually put a pizza stone on top and have an even greater surface to smoke, and then maybe put a little baker's rack on top of the pizza stone. You've just got a wonderful creation there. But you throw just a little bit of wood on those hot coals. You lay out your strips on there, and if you want to double-decker it up, you could probably get 3 or 4 levels right on a Weber kettle. Dude, you can do this at home if you want.
Yeah, very easy. Again, I think the key that I just heard is that you're separating the heat from the meat.
Yep.
You don't want, when you're smoking, you don't want direct heat on the meat because you're not trying to grill it. You're trying to bring it up to temperature in a smoky environment. And then, as Bob mentioned, that pizza stone, the only function of that pizza stone is to separate the heat so that you're not getting your meat directly over the heat.
That's right.
You don't have one of those, the partitioning of the grill, it does push the coals to one side, and you have to use the other half that is not over the heat. You don't want to use the piece over the heat. that Pizza Stone will evenly distribute the heat so you can use the whole grilling surface. If you don't have one of those, use the half of the grill where the is opposite the coals.
Yep.
Because then you're going to be able to maintain that indirect heat, get that smoke circulating. That's the great thing about a Weber. It's that kettle, and it just keeps bellowing the smoke, and it circulates
it's
around.
It's a wonderful design.
Yeah.
It really is. And, you know, you can do this on all sorts of grills. If you have a gas grill, let's say you have two burners, you can take a little tuna can, you can throw some wood shavings in it and throw that on your burner. It'll smoke. Honestly, it'll smoke. And really what you need is temperature and a little smoke, but maybe you won't get a ton of smoke on a gas grill, so you put just a little bit of liquid smoke in there. But, you know, Jeff Kuhn was on the show here a couple weeks ago, and he said he's releasing that new stout that he's going to sign. Perfect time to take a Frankenmuth, one of their new stouts out. Take that out in a nice big mug. It comes in that big Grolsch bottle, a big 24-ounce mug. Get out on your deck with your buddies. Nice bottle of stout. Baby, I'm talking living on a back deck in Michigan in the dead of winter right now. And when after that meat's been on there for about an hour, check it.
And how do you check it?
Venison.
Oh, that's right. You get to pick a piece
that's
off
right.
and eat it.
It's venison. You can eat it raw, okay? It's already been cured anyway. So
right.
it's just nothing like...
And you know what? I think it's important that we touch on that, is that you do need to check it, because everybody has a little bit different taste of how done you want your jerky. And myself, I like it a little bit less done, because then it's more the texture of a steak than it is a chewy piece of jerky.
Me too.
Other people like it dried right down, so it is real chewy. And they can almost suck on it a little bit rather than chewing it up. So it's a personal preference. But with it being cured like that, after it's been on there and it's up above 100 degrees, you can eat it. I mean, it isn't going to hurt you at all. But
no, it's pure Michigan meats, what
right.
it is.
Yep.
And I'm with you. I don't like the stuff that's like plastic, the commercial stuff you put in your mouth. It's like, ouch, this is hurting.
Yeah. But, you know, Frankenmuth, our friends over there, make a beer called a Dunkel. One of my favorite beers, but it's a big, dark, chocolatey-tasting beer, and it goes fantastic with this jerky. So that's a mug of that you're going to want to bring out there on the back deck as well with your buddies, because you pair those two things up, it's like just a great flavor sensation.
I went to dinner with your brother at the flat. Guess what? Gilmore's has Dunkel on tap now.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Nice.
But coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Grilling Guys Club, how you can get involved and what it's all about. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.